Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now at 6, 5 people are dead, including 2 children, after a fire destroys a home in Harnett County. We're on the scene where investigators are working to find out how that fire started. Communities near the coast are dealing with poor air quality and super fog from a wildfire. We'll show you where that smoke is the worst tonight. Plus, a teenager rescued from a rip current at the North Carolina coast. We'll hear from him and the man who saved him. It is a difficult Father's Day for several families in Harnett County tonight. 5 people, including a father and his 2 young sons, died in a fire that destroyed this mobile home here. You can see Sky 5 flying over the scene, what is left of that home there. WRAL's Shelley Jackson spoke to investigators in the town of Broadway about what happened.
That mobile home is out here on Campground Lane. It's about a mile down this dirt road. You can see there's still the yellow tape up. Fire investigators have been on scene all day trying to figure out just how this fire started. Here's a view from the sky. Looking at the video of the home, it's hard to imagine that anyone could survive the flames. The only recognizable object is a washing machine. Michael and Tammy Braymeyer lived in this home. They died in the fire. Their family friend, Daniel Garner, was also staying at the home with his children, 2 young sons. All died in the fire. Now, the Red Cross has been on scene all day, providing assistance to surviving family members. Shelley Jackson, WRAL News, Harnett County.
The Raleigh Fire Department is investigating a house fire on Ray Road. Now, we want to show you some video from the scene this morning. Firefighters responded around 7 o'clock. It took them about an hour to put out the flames. Investigators have not said if anyone was hurt or displaced by that fire. Crews are working to fix a water main break that closed a couple roads near the old Cary Town Center. Officials tell us that break happened on Warren Avenue in a neighborhood off Walnut Street. Nearby roads had to close for several hours while crews worked to fix the break. Officials tell us homes in that area were affected by the break. They have not said what caused it. There was a bit of drama at the end of this year's Big Rock Tournament out at the North Carolina coast. What would have been the first place winning catch is now disqualified due to mutilation. And this is that blue marlin you see right there, reeled in late last night by the boat Sensation. It weighed in at 619 pounds, but this morning, that catch was disqualified. A statement from the tournament says Sensation's 619-pound blue marlin is disqualified due to a mutilation caused by a shark or other marine animal. The fish was mutilated before it was landed or boated, and therefore it was disqualified. Those are the rules of the tournament. As a result, the winning boat is now Sushi, with its crew reeling in this 484-pound blue marlin. The team beat out 271 other boats that participated in the tournament. A wildfire is raging in the eastern part of our state tonight. The NC Forest Service says the Pulp Road Fire has now burned 16,000 acres so far. This is some video of that fire in Brunswick County. Dozens of firefighting crews are in the area working to put it out. So far, they have not been able to contain any of the fire. The smoke has created foggy conditions in that area, especially at Highway 211 and Highway 17. Fire officials are calling this a super fog event because it's so hard to see there. The Brunswick County area is also under a code red air quality alert. The Wilmington area is under a code orange. 5 people are dead and hundreds of thousands of homes are without power tonight after an outbreak of severe weather across the South. Check out this time-lapse video. It shows the moments a tornado right there formed in Oklahoma. This happened yesterday. That same system battered Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. After those storms rolled through, the region's now dealing with extreme heat, reaching more than 100 degrees there in some spots. The National Weather Service is forecasting more severe storms on the way there. It is a hot one out there for Father's Day today. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We are lucky, though, we're not seeing any of those severe outbreaks like they had down in the southeast.
Certainly, yeah, those pictures coming out of there, the video was just incredible. I'm hoping people have soaked up the nice weather that we've had, because we are about to enter a very, very wet pattern here heading into this upcoming week. Wet, cloud cover, relatively cooler temperatures. This could be what we're talking about here. This is over the next 7 days, keep in mind, but this is a look at forecasted rainfall amounts. We're talking anywhere from about 3 to 4 inches of rain in our eastern counties to up to about 4 to 5 inches here in the western parts of our viewing area, maybe 7 to 10 inches of rainfall in the mountains. So this is going to be a big wet week for all of us here over the next little while. Let's talk about future cast tomorrow. So we should start off nice and dry into the afternoon and evening. I do anticipate some scattered showers and storms coming through. No severe weather, but Matt, this certainly is going to set up that pattern change for us. I'll talk about when we could see a flash flooding potential and how temperatures feel coming up here in a few minutes.
Okay, thank you, Anthony. Well, it has been a chaotic weekend across the country following several mass shootings overnight. Right now, police in a Chicago suburb are investigating a shooting that left one person dead there and at least 20 others injured. And police in St. Louis and Central Washington State are investigating similar gun violence. Shelley Malashi has the latest on all of those.
We were all just out, and next thing you know, shots just got there going off, and everybody ran, and it was chaos.
A Juneteenth celebration turns into chaos in Willowbrook, Illinois, early Sunday morning when multiple people were shot. The shooting took place in a parking lot, according to witnesses. At least 12 ambulances were on scene to treat the victims.
Shit, all I could do is check on my friends and wonder, see if everything was okay.
Right now, police are investigating a motive. In Washington State, day two of the Beyond Wonderland Electronic Dance Music Festival in Grant County had to be canceled Sunday following a mass shooting overnight. Two people were killed and three others injured, including the shooter, who is now in custody.
We don't know what the motives were or what the intentions were of the shooter, and we'll have to wait and see if we can find that information out later on.
Meanwhile, in St. Louis, Missouri, police are investigating a shooting that left one juvenile dead and nine others injured. It happened around 1 a.m. Sunday morning at a large gathering inside this building on the fifth floor.
A 17-year-old female was possibly trampled coming down the stairs, running from the scene, and has serious injuries to her spine.
The victim's age ranged from 15 to 19 years old, and police are investigating who was responsible for the gathering. I'm Shelley Malashi reporting.
Tonight, U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in Beijing, China. He'll spend the next 2 days meeting with top Communist Party officials there, but it's still unclear if he'll sit down with President Xi Jinping. The few goals of this trip include reestablishing military communications, as well as discussing China's role in the fentanyl crisis. This is the highest level American visit to China since President Biden took office. The visit was delayed after that Chinese spy balloon was detected flying over the U.S. Remember that earlier this year. President Biden has not spoken to President Xi so far this year, but he believes Blinken's visit will ease some tensions between the two countries. Today, Pope Francis celebrated his first public mass since being released from the hospital last week. He still's not working a full schedule. Doctors want the Pope to take things slowly as he continues to recover. They're asking him to rest before upcoming trips to Portugal and Mongolia. Pope Francis underwent a successful hernia surgery earlier this month. A religious and civil rights leader in our area delivered his final sermon today. Reverend William Barber has been pastor at Greenleaf Christian Church in Goldsboro for the last 30 years. He, of course, has gained nationwide recognition for his civil rights work, including as a leader of the Poor People's Campaign. During his farewell sermon today, Barber was full of energy, giving worshipers there he spoke to for years, a service that they'll remember for years to come.
Is anybody in here been blessed and you didn't even ask for it? Tell your neighbor, I've been so blessed. Yeah! I didn't even ask for it. That God, there's this thing called, what's it called, Sharon? Prevenient grace. That's when God goes before us. We don't even know how to ask for it. That's that thing, just when we need it most.
A lot of energy there today. Bishop Barber received congratulations from the White House during a banquet just last weekend. He will now work as the founding director of the Yale Center for Public Theology and Public Policy. An artist in Raleigh is working on her next masterpiece. It's a tribute to Black fatherhood. After the break, WRAL's Laura Levine talks with the painter about her message that she hopes this mural shares with the community. Plus, a 17-year-old's rescued after getting stuck in a rip current off the Carolina coast. Coming up, what officials say you should do if you find yourself in danger in the water. We're looking live there at Pinehurst on this Father's Day. We hope it's a happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. A local artist is making a statement, creating a large mural in tribute there to Black fatherhood. Some data shows 33% of children in the U.S. live in fatherless homes. Black children are impacted the most, 46%. WRL's Laura Levine stopped by the mural as the artist shares her message of hope.
Paint in hand, supplies right below. Local artist Dare Coacher is working on her latest masterpiece.
It's a labor of love because this is something that I care about immensely.
A labor of love. And on a hot June day, as families are dining with Dad, she's here expressing gratitude in a more colorful way.
All my work focuses around this positive imagery, specifically of Black people, pictures of joy, depictions of family and love. And I think for me, this picture was the epitome of that.
This photo of Busta Rhymes gently kissing his son Trillian on the forehead as he drops him off to college is the inspiration behind it. Irregardless Cafe on West Morgan Street making the perfect canvas.
That depiction of the concept of being loved completely and thoroughly. And I know that there are a lot of people who grew up without a father. Like, my father wasn't in my household, but I was still in contact with my father.
A tribute to Black fatherhood, another reason why this has become a passion project of hers. She spent day in and day out on this, with even some sleepless nights.
It's many hours, but it's also just, it's a lot of processing. So even when I'm not here, I'm thinking about this piece.
Culture is here with a goal to spread hope with every stroke.
This feels like that love, especially if it's something that they didn't have. Something, when I say my art is a space for joy and healing and feeling, like, I think this gets to be both joy and healing and feeling and love.
She's had a journey of her own over the past few years trying to bring this idea to life. The owner of Irregardless was determined to make it happen.
But I'm glad that we finally got to the point where timeline-wise this has come together, because I feel like the world needs this right now. We need this right now. I need this right now.
And if you pass by this mural, she wants this to be a safe space and to inspire people to show up for one another.
Know that everyone's growing and evolving constantly, and you're a part of their story if you cross their path. So to be a good person and lead with love, I think that's it.
Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
Great story there. A 17-year-old is grateful to be alive after needing to be rescued from a rip current at Holden Beach. Seth Enzo says he started to feel the water pull him under, but luckily, Timothy Turner was in the right place at the right time. He saw Enzo and another man struggling, so he grabbed his board and jumped right in to help.
They were done. They were out of energy. They were just bobbing and weaving.
That was a very difficult situation. I don't think very many people would have been able to save me. I would just like to express my gratitude and thanks to Mr. Tim again, and how lucky I am for him to be out there.
Water rescue officials say if you're stuck in a rip current, do not panic. If you're not a strong swimmer, just float until you're able to get out of the current there. Good day to head out to the lake or the beach. I see a lake behind you there, Anthony.
Yeah, I was watching some of the people out there a second ago, kind of getting on their boats, enjoying. It is beautiful for most of our area out there right now. Lots of sunshine, hot temperatures, certainly, but for where we could be humidity-wise and temperature-wise, heading almost to the first day of summer, feeling pretty good out there right now. Here's where we sit, Lake Gaston. Of course, you can see the water just pretty calm. We have sunshine, a little bit hazy, but we do not have any air quality issues for most of our viewing area. We still have that code orange, though, for Cumberland and Sampson County. That goes until midnight, and that's because of the fire down south in Brunswick County. So just keep that in mind if you're headed out this evening. There's where we sit right now, 90 in Raleigh, 90 in Durham. Happy Father's Day to you in Goldsboro as well, 89 in Clinton. It is still going to be a hot evening if you're headed out over the next couple of hours. Zero rain chances, just pack the water, maybe the sunglasses. It's going to be a good evening. We're at 76 there at 10 o'clock, dropping into the upper 60s by tomorrow morning. No issues headed out for any plans tomorrow morning as well for Juneteenth here on our Monday, but look at what is headed our way. I hope you've soaked up the nice weather, the comfortable weather, the lack of rainfall. We are talking about a very big pattern shift for really this entire week. This is a look at those rainfall totals here over the next 7 days. Keep in mind, the mountains are going to see the brunt of this. Potential is there for 7 to 10 inches of rainfall by the time this is all said and done. Most of our viewing area, let's say 3 to 5 inches of rain here by the time we head into, again, the next 7 days, really into next weekend. We are talking about scattered shower and storm chances just about every single day. Starting tomorrow, here is Monday morning. We see 8 o'clock tomorrow. Looking good here to start even up until lunchtime. I think we're nice and dry. There will likely be some scattered showers and storms coming through mainly tomorrow, let's say late afternoon, 3 to 5 or so, and then continuing that chance for us overnight tomorrow, again into Tuesday. Let's talk about future cast for Tuesday as well. So there's Monday night. We see rounds of rain Tuesday morning. Have the umbrella handy. It is going to be a very messy start. There is lunchtime, scattered showers and storms. Another batch pushing in here Tuesday afternoon. And this same pattern, take that for nearly every single day this week. I wish I had better news, but it is just going to be a soaker. Tuesday and Wednesday look like the best chances of rain. Wednesday looks like it's going to be pouring most of the day, and I'll show you the 7 day here in just a second. Let's talk about the tropics here. We do have our system that is likely to be the next name. One, Brett would be that system name. We're at 90% chance of development here over the next couple days and next 7 days. This is likely to be our system. The model plots continue to show this. You're pretty good agreement over the next couple days, continuing straight west almost. Still that two trains of thought. A stronger storm would turn and recurve out to sea. A weaker storm system would take this closer to the islands. The one change here today, it does look like most of the models are starting to lean a little bit closer to that weaker storm solution heading to the Caribbean islands. And so that would not be a concern, of course, for the Carolinas, but of course, heavy rainfall down to the Caribbean islands, and we'll have to watch that one closely. Looks like it will continue to fizzle out, though. Look at that messy forecast. I mean, it is just going to be soggy for most of us. The first day of summer, still the coolest here at 74. Scattered shower and storm chances there, Matt, every single day into next weekend. So umbrella, rain gear, nap, book, it's going to be a good week for it.
Yeah, it couldn't last, this sunshine and nice weather, of course. Thank you, Anthony. Well, let's head over to Casey Hintz with the look ahead to sports.
Now that wet weather maybe has me thinking about football season. I don't know, just a little bit. Raleigh native and former Pac star Aleem McNeil, he's preparing for his third NFL season, the changes he made to better himself, plus the courage quietly moved to the top of the NWSL standings last night. Why maybe they're surprising a lot of people next. Last night, the NC Courage picked up its sixth clean sheet of the season, shutting out the Orlando Pride 3-0. Now, with the win, the ladies jumped into first place in the NWSL. Now, you could say this team is surprising some people, of course, after overhauling the roster and really the whole organization over the last year. So the expectations were maybe not that high for this group. But, boy, they've come together under head coach Sean Nahas, and the buy-in from the mixed bag of fresh faces and veterans is really paying off.
A lot of people doubted a lot of things that we were doing in the beginning of the year, and for them to be in the situation they are right now, I mean, I love this group of players. They work so hard for each other. They work so hard for us as a staff. We demand them, and for them to get 3 points on the back end of so many games, it's pretty cool to see.
Final round of the U.S. Open underway, of course. The top of the leaderboard just teed off a short time ago. That coverage continues all night on WREL. Well, NFL minicamps all across the league have wrapped up now, and players have that short window before training camp begins in 1 month. And former Pac star and current Detroit Lion, Aleem McNeil, spending his offseason back here in Raleigh. Yesterday, of course, he hosted that free kids camp that I told you about. But the rest of his offseason, he's taking a serious approach. The defensive tackle is entering his third year in the league. McNeil started all 17 games for the Lions last season, seeing his snaps increase, and he finished with 41 tackles. 6 tackles for a loss, 7 quarterback hits, and a sack. But now, in order to take that major leap, well, he's really transformed his regimen.
For me, it was a lot of different things, I would say. I kind of, like, found out a lot, you know, about myself. And just, you know, just by working on different disciplines and stuff like that, I was just really locked in, really honed in. Because this season, any other season means a lot to me, but this season means a ton. I really feel like we can do this thing, and I feel like I want to do this now.
Elliot Avent has lost another big piece of the NC State lineup to the transfer portal. Freshman Cannon Peebles entering his name after a breakout season at the plate. He led the pack with a .352 batting average. He was first on the roster with 50 RBIs and ranked second on the team with 12 home runs and just 142 at-bats. Peebles just earned a regional honor as a designated hitter. Wake Forest survived its opening game in the College World Series yesterday, beating Stanford 3-2. But prior to the nearly 90-minute weather delay, well, the Deacons found themselves trailing the Cardinal 2-1. And a normally explosive offense was sitting with just three hits. But the self-proclaimed Kings of the Delay had some fun during the break in action. They loosened up, came back with a better plan, and that paid off. And now Wake will play LSU for a spot in the winner's pool tomorrow night. Now, baseball is not the only big draw in Omaha this weekend. No, no. So is Rocco's Pizza and Cantina, home of the famous College World Series Jell-O Shot Challenge. Yeah, that's right. Fans purchase Jell-O Shots. They tell the cashier which school they represent, and a board gets updated with how much is spent on each school. Revenue will be donated to all eight teams playing in this series. Now, LSU is kicking everybody's behind here, but guess what? If you take a close look there, Wake Forest is coming in second right now. This is in the last couple hours. They got 4,171. Matt, I have so many questions about this, how these fans are even able to make it to the games after all those Jell-O shots, but I think it's so cool. It gets all the fans involved from all the schools.
Hopefully they're not doing all of those, you know, with those big numbers there in one night. Thanks, Casey. And thank you for joining us tonight. Join us this evening at 10 on Fox 50 and again on WREL after the U.S. Open. Have a great evening.